Storytel is an English Pisaya storytelling podcast. Previously, on Ibong Adarna. Char. She was looking and looking until she found Don Juan, who was with her clothes, which was weird. Okay, like, what are you doing with my clothes, man? Char. And Don Juan said, sorry, but I love you. What? He proposed his love then and there. He said, "Oi, I really like you. I think you're very pretty. I think you can complete me in ways nobody else can." Char. Yo, that's disgusting. That's not the point. Basta, he poured his own feelings onto Doña Maria. And just like that, as easy as that, Doña Maria said, "Oh, yeah, I like you too." Back. It's just weird. And oh my god. Kadali. Basta, that's what happened. And Doña Maria said, "I have a very strict father. His name is King Salermo. And he's really, really, really strict. I'm just telling you in advance. So if you want to court me, you'll know that he's very strict. And he's kind of scared other courters. People who wanted to court me as well. So be careful." And Donna was like, yeah, no problem, because I really like you that much and I'll do anything for you. So both of them went back to the castle. See, Aguila, he went away. I don't know what happened next, but the eagle went away. And the two of them went to the castle of the kingdom of Cristala or whatever. And he told King Salermo na, "Oh, I want your daughter because I love her and I just saw her, you know, taking a bath and I instantly fell in love with her," or whatever. And King Salermo was like, "Okay, sure. But you need to do 5 challenges for me before I can give you the hand of my daughter." And he was like, "Yeah, sure, I don't mind, because, you know, I'm a pretty, you know, kind person and I've captured the Ibong Adarna, so I doubt this will be another challenge as well." And so the first challenge was, King Salermo said, "For your first challenge, I need you to kind of plant a field of rice or wheat or whatever, but to plant something in that mountain over there. And by morning, I want you to use the wheat as our breakfast for tomorrow, like right away. So plant today and by tomorrow, give us food." Basically, moto siya ang iyang first challenge. And Don Juan was like, "Okay, sige, fine. I'm not afraid." I don't know why or where he got the confidence. Basta, he said, "Okay, so moto siya, nag-harvest siya." I mean, not harvest. I mean, how do you say it? Plow? Nag-dig? Nag-plant. Kana. Nag-plant siya og mga stuff. And unknowingly to everyone, to all the readers, turns out si Doña Maria had this particular talisman with magic, which helped Don Juan achieve the koan, the challenge. So by the next morning, ang katong crops kay ni grow siya into wheat, and they used that, I'm not sure if wheat or flour or whatever, but so he used that thing and made bread, and that was what they ate the morning after. And the king said, "Ooh, very good, Mr. Don Juan. You passed the first challenge, but are you ready to handle challenge number 2? And Don Juan was still cocky and he said, "Okay, fine, sige. Give me challenge number 2. And the king said, "Okay, for your next challenge, I have this bottle. And in this bottle, there are 12 Negroes." And oh my god, when I read this, weird kesha, but apparently this is sort of racist or whatever. But so there were 12 negritos, according to the book. 12 maybe say pa kung yung negros, but negritos inside that bottle. And Don Salermo just threw these 12 people out into the sea. And his next challenge was to bring all the 12 negritos back into the jar, which was challenging though. Don Juan said, okay, sige, fine. But ang nahitabo ato was, actually, it was Doña Maria who did everything. And she just said, pamalik mo diri tanan, get back into this bottle or else. And all the negritos were afraid of her and just went inside the bottle again. Weird. Okay. So he passed the second challenge. King Salerno was super astonished. Char, astonished. He was shocked. Oh, this kid must be really good. Yeah, maybe he deserves my daughter or whatever. And then the next challenge, he said, sa kaninga view, there's this big mountain. They were looking sa window, ha? So they were looking at this window and he said, naidako kang a mountain in this scenery and I don't want this mountain. So I want you to remove this mountain and put it over there. And he pointed to another direction. Butang diha ang mountain. Para I need the wind from this area. So vacate this mountain and put it over there. And once again, Don Juan said, okay, no problem. With the help of Doña Maria again and her talisman, she moved mountains and placed it to a different area. The next day, the king said, wow, amazing. How did you do that? And he said, okay, for your fourth challenge, put it back where it belongs and turn it into a castle, which is weird. So, unsa jud dayto siya nga challenge. And same thing na sad, he was able to do it with the help of Doña Maria. And the mountain was back where it belongs. That was the fourth challenge. And for the last and final challenge, the king said, I lost my ring in the sea. Palihokog retrieve it somewhere. And this would have probably been the most challenging challenge, if not for Doña Maria. So at night, they tried to look for the ring everywhere dito sa katulang sea, but they weren't able to find it. So what Doña Maria said, you need to chop-chop me. You need to chop-chop my body and I'll look for it. Ka weird. So she split into a lot of pieces. A lot like ang eyeball is swimming. The hand is swimming. The finger is swimming. The intestines are swimming. So she divided herself up. And they were thrown into the water to find that ring, the king's ring, which they succeeded on. So nangita ang every part of Doña Maria's body trying to find that single ring of the king. And they did eventually, after a few hours siguro or so. Except for one thing, nibalik ang tanan nga body parts of Doña Maria except for her finger. Nabilin, apparently gikaon daw siya og I don't know, fish, piranha, charot. And moto siyang ending. They found the ring but they left her finger. The next day, they told the king, "Oy, we have your ring. We passed all the challenges and I have the right to marry your daughter." And the king said, ha ha ha, no, no, no. You can marry my daughter. I didn't say which daughter it was. So, ayang gibuhat ni King Salerno, iyahang gi hide into some sort of boxes ang tanan niyang princesses, yung daughters. And gi stick out ra ang hand nila. You just have to choose which one imo i-marry. Good luck nimo. You wouldn't know if kinsa nila. But luckily, what happened in the previous day, nabili na yung finger. So it was easy for Don Juan to figure out, asa ato ang kato si Doña Maria. And he said, oy, I want this one. I want this one. This is the princess for me. And happily pack, it was in fact Don Maria. And the king was again angry. And Doña Maria and Don Juan were trying to prove to King Salerno na, oh, this is true love because we found each other, blah, 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 ana. So, moto siya, the king said, okay, but we'll just talk about it the next day. And kato siya nga, before they slept, Doña Maria said, I'm afraid of what my father might do. Like, in the future. Because I feel like napa siya something up in his sleeve. So, let's escape together tonight. Magtananta. And he told Don Juan na, please take the 7th horse in the stable so that mangiskapo na ta by midnight. More like Cinderella. Char. So by midnight, Don Juan was awake and he went to the stable and he tried to look for the horse. But unfortunately, sayop yung pag-ihap. Instead of 7th horse, he took the 8th horse, which was not as fast as horse number 7. Moto siya, yung gikuha si Don Maria, and they tried to escape. They tried to escape the kingdom, ana. But see, the king, he noticed what happened, and he took the 7th horse, which was faster, much faster than katong horse ng gipili. And nasilay ka ng rag chase nga scene. And Doña Maria said, bugo man ka, uy, nga nung kaninga horse yung gikuha. You should have taken horse number 7. Fine, must I do everything? Nasa. So, while they were kuan, Doña Maria tried to remove a hair lock from her hair. A strand of hair sa yung buhok. And gilabay niya sa ground. And it turned into thorns of some sort. Some sort of obstacle para sa king. What? And moragya po ni ambak ra ang katong horse sa king. And then she threw other garments as well. Like yung gitang ta yung pin. And then it turned into fire and other garments and whatever. Until murag naka-escape jud silang Don Juan and Doña Maria. And the king said, you're going to regret this day. Nga imo kong gi-double cross Doña Maria. When you go back to the kingdom of Verbania, he will forget you. You will regret this day. So gi-curse niya si Doña Maria or si Don Juan. Basta. Anyway. So he was so angry. He said, no. And then namatay si King Salermo then and there on that patch of grass, patch of fire made from hair. And namatay ang king. So they went back to the kingdom of Verbania and they hear happiness and church sounds and whatever. The moment nga ni touch si Don Juan sa katuilang kingdom, he instantly forgot about Doña Maria. He just said nga, wait here, ako sa mananghido sa ako sa akong parents, but you wait here outside and I'll talk to them and I'll come get you. And as Don Juan approached the castle, apparently he forgot about Doña Maria. Diba kalimtanon kayo? Just forgot. And he saw, when he went inside the castle, he saw Doña Leonora, the girl from the snake house. And Motosha, they decided to marry, like, then and there. Like, uy, ikom din na. Kasalata. And pagkasal sila. What? Pagkasal sila. And then they were ready with the whole, you know, wedding ceremony. And Doña Maria was still waiting outside, just outside. And she hears wedding bells and wedding sounds and wedding songs. And she decided, huh? Ito siya tabo. Di ba? Balikan pumunta ko niya. But that didn't happen. So she took matters on her own hands. And she decided to go inside to see what's really happening inside. So she disguised herself as some wealthy person and went inside the Katong Castle. And ni wedding crash siya sa wedding ni Doña Leonora and Don Juan. And she said na, I am a stranger from far away. And as a gift to the newlyweds, I will give you guys a sort of performance. Some sort of kanang, gusto ka na? Show. Intermission number, kumbaga. Okay. And then si Doña Maria, she took this sort of jar from her bag, and inside that jar, naay two negritos who were acting out a play. And apparently, it was a play. Not a play. It was what happened sa murag. So, what happened in the Kingdom of Crystals? Crystala? Murag pagsasadula. Reenactment of... reenactment of Don Juan and Doña Maria's time together in that kingdom. And then this particular Negrito inside the jar was whipping Negrito number 2. There was a scene where he had to whip this Negrito number 2. And every time that Negrito tried to whip Negrito number 2, ang whip, the damage of the whip was actually projected to Don Juan. So like, hapak, like, ah, ouch. Si Don Juan na naka-feels the pain. And after a few strikes, he remembered. He remembered nga, oh my God, it's you, Doña Maria, who I love. And then who is this girl, Doña Leonora, who I just met? Like, so awkward. Apparently, it was too late. Doña Leonora said, I was waiting for him and I saw him first and I told him I wouldn't marry anybody else until maabot siya. And Don Juan said, yeah, that's true. Okay. And ano siya nga, okay, let's marry. So what happened was nagmarry si Doña Leonora and si Don Juan. And then Doña Maria was like, what? So gaun sa deko diri, I betrayed my own father and then lahi ang imong pakaslan? What? So then the King of Urbana said, King Fernando said, well, I have another son who's also single. Why don't you guys, you know, marry too? So it became a double wedding. It became a double wedding. And that is the end of Ibong Adarna. But key takeaways ang siguro on the entire movie, the entire story. Number one, it's kind of weird to call it The Legend of Ibong Adarna when apparently kausa na manabot ang Ibong Adarna. Like, she was just there to sing a song and then ihawa siya and then ibalik siya just to say, uy, nay, mas guwapa dito sa lahing a kingdom. So, ano to? Like, whose story is this actually? Diba? I don't know. And then number two, it's kind of weird. Not well. You saying, I mean, the entire story keeps on saying Don Juan was this butan nga person and he was super kind and everything, but tanawa nag two time siya, like what the hell is that? Diba, he has two princesses sa iyang kamot and I don't know, it's weird. And the whole thing about the Negritos in a jar, I don't understand what that is. Maybe I don't know, like weird lang yun siya. It's a weird story. It's a weird thing that these old people made up about Ibong Adarna. Anyway, siguro it would be nice if naay murag background story sa Ibong Adarna, like a prequel siguro. Maybe mo na kung next nga episode maghimo ko prequel sa Ibong Adarna. Fiction sa char fiction. Char. So wala siya. That's all the time we have for today. Tune in every Monday for a new episode. Story to Tell Podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and now on Google Podcasts. If you like this episode or if you think sayop niya akong version, let me know on the social media accounts on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at the Story to Tell ang 2 kay number 2. See you next time for the next story I'm about to tell. Thank you.